council gave the third and final reading of an ordinance extending our contract with Rumpke for our unlimited weekly collection of our garbage. This will be a 5-year contract extension that we've signed up with Rumpke. And right now we are charging customers $16.76 for the month for garbage collection. And that will go up the first year to $17.86 per month for the first year. And over the 5-year contract, it will go up to $20.85 per month. And that is for unlimited weekly collection of our garbage. Council also passed a resolution supporting issue 2, which will be on the May 6th ballot for the state of Ohio. Issue 2 is a state capital improvement program, which has been around for nearly 40 years and resulted in grants and loans to local communities for infrastructure projects in all of the 88 counties in Ohio. And the village of Minster has benefited from the program well over the past 30 years or so by receiving over $1 million in grants for numerous street and infrastructure projects. So the issue will be on the ballot on the May 6th election, and we are encouraging our residents to vote yes for that because it is such a beneficial program for the village of Minster. Council also gave a second read of an ordinance granting a utility easement across village-owned property. This would be at the 7th Street Community Park. CenterPoint Energy, who is our natural gas supplier for the community, is looking to grant them an easement for 1,390 square foot of property at 7th Street Community Park. And council went ahead and gave them the second reading of that, and we will consider it at our next council meeting as well. Council also passed a ordinance adopting our annual appropriations for 2025. At the end of last year, we always pass an interim budget for the start of the new year until we have the final numbers for 2024 completed. And we now have those compiled. So our budget for 2025 is $34,947,180. And that is about $6 million less than what we budgeted in 2024 due to having less programs and projects that we are going to undertake in 2025. So council went ahead and passed that budget for us. Council also had some discussion on the 2 new proposals for ordinances. One is a vacant building registration ordinance, and the other is a dangerous building ordinance. And what the dangerous building ordinance would, if there is a building or man-made structure in the village that, because of faulty construction, age, lack of repair, or other causes, continues to create a safety hazard, then the village can require the homeowner, the property owner, to either repair that building or to take the building down. And if the homeowner or property owner does not do that at that point in time, council can go ahead and have that done and put a lien on the property if the building is considered dangerous. And then finally, the vacant building registration ordinance is any building that would be vacant in the village of Minster for a period of time would have to pay a fee to the village to remain vacant. And what we're hoping to do is to encourage people not to leave vacant buildings, to go for a long time and fill those buildings up so we don't have vacant buildings in the downtown area. So council considered both of those, and we were going to develop ordinances in the future to present back to council for dangerous buildings and vacant building registration.